Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for March 2022. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're paying a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 15. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit 2022. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Australia Day 2022, Locals Recognised. Track 7, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 8, Slow Down Around Schools. Track 9, Manly's Back, Don't Miss All the Footy Action. Track 10, Training Camp and Second Access Road, Grant Funded. Track 11, Your Council Representatives. Track 12, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 13, Events Calendar for March 2022. Track 14, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 15, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for March 2022. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit 2022. The Central West Young Entrepreneurs Summit returns in person this month. Designed with small business in mind, the summit brings together some of Australia's most successful business people who will share their experiences and learnings on establishing and growing their businesses. The informative and inspiring speaker lineup includes the block favourites and professional renovators, Kyle and Cara, co-creator of one of Australia's biggest swimwear brands, Budgie Smuggler, Adam Linforth, CEO, and founder of Australia's largest eco-store, Flora and Fauna, Julie Mathers, founding partner of Bespoke Food to a Company, Straight to the Source, Tonya Barr, and co-founder of Nafe, the Bearded Bakers, Amir El Issa, with journalist and presenter Tom Tilley as MC. Held at Parklands Resort Mudgee, the event includes a full day of speakers, followed by a networking event in the evening, where attendees will have the chance to connect with others. Cost of the ticket includes a complimentary breakfast at Our Chow the following morning, where attendees can workshop real ideas and problems with some of the previous day's special guests. Hosted in conjunction with Small Business Month, this event is made possible through funding provided by the New South Wales Government's Stronger Country Communities and Regional New South Wales Business Event Development Funds. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. There is a large photo of summit key speakers, Kyle and Cara. Below are small photos of the other four speakers, Adam Linforth, Julie Mathers, Tonya Barr, Amir El Issa, and the MC, Tom Tilley. Track 5, Heading from the Mayor's Desk. I'd like to congratulate all Australia Day Award nominees and winners for your outstanding achievements and dedication to our community. I would also like to welcome the 10 new Australians who received their citizenship on the day. Council hosts an Australia Day celebration every year, which alternates between Mudgee, this year Gulgong, and next year Rylstone. Budget planning is now in full swing for the upcoming financial year, and residents will get an opportunity to provide their feedback on allocation of funds in the draft operational plan, which is expected to be released in April. Major events are now well and truly back, with Council having just hosted the Charity Shield and the Manly vs Canberra game coming up next month. There are also music festivals and other large-scale sporting events on their way. More information in the events calendar on Track 13 and on Council's website. Signed, Des K, Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, Heading, Australia Day 2022, Locals Recognised for Dedication and Selflessness. Citizen of the Year, a volunteer of 30 years. Simon Bennett was named this year's Citizen of the Year for his contributions to volunteering and the wider community over more than 30 years at Australia Day celebrations in Gulgong. The Mudgee man has been a volunteer for countless organisations, including St Vincent de Paul, the Lions Club, Rotary, Mudgee Disability Support Service, Mudgee Golf Club, Small Farm Field Days, Sculptures in the Garden, and St Mary's Parish Mudgee. He has provided care and support to not just the organisations he has volunteered for, but to the wider community whilst dealing with his own battle with cancer. Simon has proven to be an integral part of the local community over his many years of altruistic service, going above and beyond for those who live in our region. Awards were also announced in 5 other categories, pictured on Australia Day. The main photo shows Citizen of the Year Simon Bennett with Mayor Des Kennedy and Australia Day Ambassador Peter Herbert. 5 smaller photos, clockwise from the top right, depict Young Citizen of the Year Jessica Nipperis, Arts and Music Award Elizabeth Hulbish, Sportsperson of the Year, Hallie O'Brien. Volunteer Services Award, Richard Lucas on behalf of Tracy Lucas. And a Community Event of the Year, Alex Swisser for Spirit of Cementa 21. Track 7, Heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Construction Site Compliance. Council will soon commence compliance audits of construction sites throughout the region. This will include ensuring compliance with general development conditions, such as the installation and maintenance of sediment and erosion barriers, advisory signage, and on-site waste management. Additionally, a specific focus will be the unlawful connection to Council's water infrastructure without prior application or authority. Report a problem. The best way to let Council know about a problem or request work to be done is to lodge a works request, which you can do in just a few minutes online or by calling 6378 2850. You'll find the link to report a problem on the homepage of Council's website. Your request will be referred to the relevant department and our customer service team will contact you to advise the outcome of your request. Council meeting dates. Ordinary meetings of Council are held on the third Wednesday of each month in the Council Chambers, 86 Market Street, Mudgee, at 5:30 p.m. The remaining ordinary meetings for 2022 will be held on 16th of March, 20th of April, 18th of May, 15th of June, 20th of July, 17th of August, 21st of September, 19th of October, 16th of November and the 14th of December. Business papers and minutes for each meeting can be found on Council's website. New improved story time. The library has an all-new and improved children's story time program. Circle of Stories is a free early childhood literacy program for children up to school age, 0 to 5 years. Sessions include a mixture of stories, songs, and a simple craft activity. For dates, times, and locations, and to book your spot, visit mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Town Hall Cinema March. House of Gucky, rated MA 15+, The Duke, rated M, and Ghostbusters Afterlife, rated PG, will hit the big screen this month on the 4th, 5th and 6th of March. Tickets at Council's website or at the door, unless sold out prior, $15 for adults and $10 for children and concession. Entry is free for children under 5 years. Be sure to buy your tickets early to avoid missing out. Rotary will donate its entire proceeds from the weekend screenings to its Ending Polio fundraiser. New location for clinic. Mudgee Respiratory Clinic has moved from Mudgee Showground to Jubilee Oval on Denison Street. Parking is available by entering Jubilee Oval, turning left, and parking in front of the Rugby Clubhouse. This is a COVID testing clinic. Appointments are essential by contacting 0417 072 652. That's 0417 072 652. Events assistance now open. Local event organisers are encouraged to apply for funding and in-kind support through Council's Events Assistance Program. The program is open to not-for-profit events that are being held from the 1st of July to the 31st of December 2022. Organisers can apply for up to $2,500 in assistance. Applications on Council's website and close 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, the 31st of March. Track 8, heading slow down around schools. School speed zones and parking return. The school term has started and with it the return of school zones. Council and police are reminding drivers and parents to slow down and pay extra attention around school zones. Senior Constable Gary McGovern from the Traffic and Highway Patrol said police will be targeting school zones to ensure drivers obey the 40 km an hour speed limit and are honouring the no parking rules. The New South Wales parking law states you must not stop for more than 2 minutes in a no parking area. You must remain in or within 3 metres of the vehicle. The penalty for breaking this law in a school zone is $196 plus 2 demerit points, said Senior Constable McGovern. These no parking zones are used as drop-off and pick-up areas around schools and are designed to keep children safe and the traffic flowing sensibly. Time limits apply. If your child requires more than 2 minutes to safely get to your car and put on their seatbelt, then please don't use the no parking zones at school. Local school zones are operational between 8 and 9:30 a.m. and 2:30 and 4 p.m. on school days when the school zone lights are flashing. There is a photo of a road sign displaying school zone rules with a solar panel above to power the flashing lights. Track 9, heading Manly's back, don't miss all the footy action. The Manly Warringah Sea Eagles return to Mudgee next month and will go head-to-head in the NRL Premiership Round 4 against the Canberra Raiders. Tickets are still available at 123tix.com.au. A free shuttle bus will be operating around the Mudgee CBD, and patrons are encouraged to either park in the town and catch the shuttle bus or walk to Glen Willow, just 1 kilometre. Gates open at 1 p.m. followed by kick-off at 5:30 p.m. For all your game day details, including shuttle bus pick-up and drop-off locations, visit Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Pictured is the Glen Willow Sports Stadium with a full grandstand of spectators watching a football match. Track 10, heading, training camp and second access road grant funded. A training camp and a second access road out of Glen Willow will soon be under construction after Council secured $6.8 million in grant funding from the New South Wales and Australian governments. The funding will enable Council to complete the first two stages of a training camp facility between Glen Willow and Puttabucka wetlands. sleeping up to 60 people, the facility will be a base for visiting sporting teams, the athletes and staff for professional events, as well as student athletes for school carnivals. It can also be utilised as emergency housing in times of natural disaster, such as the recent bushfires. The facility will include two accommodation buildings, plus a third community building with gym, recovery centre, conference room, laundry, dining and kitchen facilities. A second access road and connecting bridge will also be constructed, connecting Glen Willow to Puttabucka wetlands and the existing 8-kilometre Mudgee Sculpture Walk and Cycle Trail. The project will help to reduce congestion during major event weekends, as well as increasing road safety and accessibility at the complex, which now sees an average of 35,000 users per year. The photo at right is an aerial view of Glen Willow Sports Stadium, with the field in the foreground and construction areas in the background, with arrows pointing to the bridge and the training camp. Track 11, heading Your Council Representatives. There are head and shoulders photos of the 9 councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 or 6374-0226. Track 12, heading, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Before purchasing rural land, prospective property owners should consider the following. Are there biosecurity risks, such as weed infestations on the land? Are weed infestations being managed? What are the costs of the continual weed control? And if the land is to be used for farming, will weed infestations lead to production losses? Weed inspections by qualified professionals can help to identify weeds on a property and understand the extent of measures required to remove them. For more information, contact Council's Weeds Team on 6378 2850. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. The Percy Knott Rest Area on Sydney Road will be upgraded after Council secured $150,000 in Australian Government grant funding. As part of the works, the car park will undergo rehabilitation, drainage and curb and guttering installed. Extra picnic tables will be installed and the playground upgraded. The project is expected to be finalised later this year. Visit Mudgee Arts Precinct's latest exhibition, Linda Jackson Retreat Regeneration Reflection, is now open. The exhibition documents a year of photography after the 2019-2020 Black Summer bushfires that burnt through Jackson's Clandulla property. Renowned in Australian art and design industries, Jackson is best known for her long-term partnership with Jenny Key. The exhibition closes the 3rd of April. The precinct is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and entry is free. Track 13, heading, Events Calendar, March 2022. 4th of March, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall, held on the 4th, 5th and 6th of March, adults $15, children and concession $10 and children under 5 free. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 4th of March, Mudgee Show at Mudgee Showground. Held on the 4th, 5th and 6th of March, the show will see the return of the Rodeo, Livestock, Sideshow Alley, Stalls, Show Jumping Events, Horse Show Ring Events and more. 16th of March, Midwestern Regional Council Meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30pm. Meeting live stream available on Council's website. 17th of March, Young Entrepreneurs Summit at Parklands Resort. Learn from some of Australia's most successful entrepreneurs. Tickets at youngentrepreneurssummit.com.au. 26th of March, Sunset Sounds at Craigmore Wines. Daryl Braithwaite, Kate Sobrano, Russell Morris, The Black Sorrows, Richard Clapton, Dragon, Ross Wilson and more. Tickets at ticketek.com.au. 2nd of April, Manly vs Canberra at Glenwillow. NRL Round 4 clash in Mudgee. Gates open at 1pm and kick off at 5:30pm. Tickets at 123tix.com.au from $28 for adults and $18 for juniors. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 14, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Midwestern Regional Council address 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for March 2022. However, there's still some room available and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 15, heading A Story, title Potato Bag Strength. An exercise for people who are out of shape. Begin with a 5-pound potato bag in each hand. Extend your arms straight out from your sides, hold them there for a full minute, and then relax. After a few weeks, move up to 10-pound potato bags. Then try 50-pound potato bags, and eventually try to get to where you can lift a 100-pound potato bag in each hand and hold your arms straight for a full minute. Once you feel confident at that level, put a potato in each bag. From the Reader's Digest Australia website, submitted by Beverly Gross. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.